Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church on these days of spring. How many of you have enjoyed the sunshine and the promise of warmer weather? So that is something we rejoice in. And as spring comes, we are drawing ever closer to our celebration of Easter. So next Sunday, we begin Holy Week with our Palm Sunday observance. And then we'll have our schedule for Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and 2 weeks from today, our Easter morning schedule. We will have sunrise service at 7 o'clock with Sunday school at 9:15 and Easter worship at 10:30. Right now, there's no breakfast scheduled, but I hear some people might be working on that. So when I get back into the office, maybe that'll all be taken care of. But 2 weeks from Easter, we continue to rejoice in the blessing of the resurrection. As you look in your bulletin, you'll see an announcement about a special congregational meeting scheduled for April 18th. Just put the date on your calendar. All the information for that meeting will come out in the visitor, which will be out soon.
For our call to worship this morning, we'll sing a couple of verses of O Worship the King. I invite you to rise as you're able. This morning, a couple of verses of Immortal, Invisible.
Please join me in our responsive prayer of confession, which is taken from Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to
your great compassion, blot out my transgressions.
Wash away all my iniquity.
And cleanse me from my sin.
Create in me a pure heart, O God.
And renew a steadfast spirit within me.
Do not cast me from your presence.
Or take your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And grant me, O Holy Spirit, to sustain me.
Amen.
A couple of hymns of grateful praise. We'll sing a couple of verses of There is Power in the Blood and a couple of verses of Are You Washed in the Blood?
Would you be free from the
Our New Testament reading is found in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 5 through 10. So Christ also did not take upon himself the glory of becoming a high priest, but God said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." And he says in another place, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, and was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. In the wonder of worship, we come before you, O God. In the wonder of knowing you as God, as the great God, the God of the Scriptures, the God of creation, the God, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the obedience that Jesus displayed in his earthly life, that obedience to you, his continual times of prayer with you, even when he was facing difficulties. Lord, he drew his strength from you and he remained strong and steadfast for the cup that you had given him. Lord, in the wonder of worship and in your wonder, we thank you for this time to sing your praise, this time to hear your word, this time to hear a song about your peace and your love and your joy. And Lord, as we move from the winter into the spring, with longer days and greater light and sunshine and warmth, pointing us to summer, Lord, in this day we come before you as the Lenten journey continues and draws to a close. Lord, as we prepare to experience Holy Week once again, and the aspect of the triumphal entry and the Last Supper, the time of prayer in the garden, the reality of the arrest of Jesus in his trial, and ultimately his crucifixion. And then on Easter morning, the truth and the power, the light, the love of his resurrection. A resurrection that gives us hope and that gives us promise of eternal life. Lord, we thank you for the salvation that we experience in this life. That in good times and troubled times, times of love and in times of hate, in times of joy and in times of war, times of knowledge and times of when we're not so sure, God, we know that you are with us and you are guiding us through. And so in our time of worship this day, we praise you and we thank you for your guiding hand, your guiding word, your power, your redemption, your sustenance, physically and spiritually. So Lord, thank you for being present with us. Lord, as we live in this world, keep us strong. Keep us devoted. Set before us ways that we can serve you and we can share your word and your truth with others, that they would know of your glory. In Christ, hear us as we pray together the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got love flowing like a river. I've got love flowing like a river. I've got love flowing like a river in my soul. I've got love flowing like a river. I've got love flowing like a river. I've got love flowing like a river in my soul, in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river in my soul. In my soul.
Well, for my children's message this morning, I wanted to just highlight that song Joshua just sang for us and what we can learn from it. Peace like a river, peace like a river. I want us to think about a river. A river is this flowing stream of water. And what happens when water meets a cliff? Let's just say. The water just flows right over it and keeps going. It makes a beautiful waterfall. And then the stream, the river, keeps flowing and flowing till it gets to a lake or a pond. But the water keeps flowing. What happens when a river gets to a boulder, a big boulder? Well, sometimes the river might go around the boulder, or it might even carve a path straight through the boulder. In our life, there are circumstances that can be like this cliff or like these boulders in the way. But God gives us a peace which is just like this river that overcomes all these things, that overcomes the cliff that goes around the boulder. And the scriptures say in Philippians chapter 4, 7, it says that the peace of God, which God gives to us as a gift, this peace of God surpasses all our understanding through Christ Jesus our Lord. What it means is this: through all the circumstances we face, God gives us a peace which allows us to rest in Him. Amazing. And then in another version of the song, Joshua sang slightly different than the one I grew up with, but another verse says, love like an ocean. And I just wanted to reflect on that meaning for a second. You know, 70% of the world is covered by water. That's a lot of water. And then we think about how much water is underneath the surface. That's even more. I can't tell you how many gallons it takes to fill a swimming pool or how many gallons of water it would take to fill this sanctuary and how many gallons it would take to fill all the oceans. It's vast, immeasurable, beyond our ability even to count. Well, God's love for us is like that, fuller than the deepest oceans. And there's a scripture in 1 John 4, 9 and 10 that says, and this is how we see the love of God, that He gave His Son as a sacrifice of atonement for our sins. So through Jesus' death, we come to see that God's love for us is infinite and unmeasured, like the depths of the deepest oceans. And lastly, joy like a fountain. A fountain is something that never stops. It just keeps flowing and it bubbles up. The water from the fountain bubbles up and up and up over and over again. It's always producing fresh water, clean, fresh, revitalizing water. And so the song says we have joy like a fountain. When we trust in God, He brings this joy up in our lives again and again and again. We face hardships, yes, but the joy of this fountain brings joy back up again and again. And in John 10:10, Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. What He's speaking of is this abundant joy that comes from knowing Him and having Jesus in your hearts. So this morning, I encourage you, put your faith and trust in Jesus, and you will have peace like a river, love like an ocean, and joy like a fountain. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for sending Jesus into this world that we might know Your peace, love, and joy to its fullest depths, and that these things might be a comfort and encouragement for us throughout our lives. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
This morning's gospel reading is found in the book of John, chapter 12, verses 20 through 33. Jesus predicts His death. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and will glorify it again. The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to them. Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. This is God's holy word. Amen.